News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, that would be me.
That's you?
And that would be you.
Well, there we are.
Here we are.
Obviously, we've got a pair here now.
I had something to do here. May the 8th. Did we make it to May the 8th? We did.
Oh, my gosh.
And talking about the history of weather in El Paso, you wonder what that means? It's not like, well, yesterday was 90, the day before was 87. No.
No, it was like last day was 62.
It's going to be more weird than you think, folks, but it's kind of interesting. Anyway, so welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show.
Good morning, everyone.
Now live on KTSM AM 690 in El Paso and streaming live on our Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. That's one place. Also streaming live on the Facebook page. Are we on the Facebook page yet? Not quite. We're almost there. Remember in El Paso when is another page. We'll be up a... I'd give it 90 seconds, 30 seconds, 27 seconds. Anyway, we'll be there. What do you got?
I just want to let everybody know that they can also listen to us via audio streaming live on the internet by going to ktsmradio.com, where you click on the iHeartRadio link, and then you can join us right there.
You got a history moment today?
Yes, I do. It's an interesting story on when the Powder Puff Derby Flyers descended upon El Paso.
Powder Puffs, huh?
Powder Puffs.
Cool. All right. See, we got a radio show here about history, and it's about weather. And so today, I asked the question to myself, and I didn't have the answer. What is the history of El Paso weather? Because I'm thinking, there's a lot that's gone on here. We never really talked about this.
We
decided to ask a meteorologist from the National Weather Service, and we'll talk about some of the major weather events in our area in recent decades. And also, our guest by phone today is Tim Bryce. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Good morning. Fine.
Melissa's here. I'm here. We're surviving. The control room.
It's a beautiful day out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the weather. How you occasionally get thanked for that, I guess. But
I don't like to take credit for the weather because I don't want to get blamed for the bad weather.
Oh, exactly. It's just like blaming the news guy for what happens on the news.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do that either. Well, anyway, Tim, I appreciate you joining us today. It's an interesting, history that we've had. And what we've got planned for the folks today, we're going to go over maybe a half a dozen particular weather events that if you were here at the time they occurred, you would remember them. And so we got a lot of things to go through. But
definitely.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Tim, you're used to this stuff. We're getting used to it. But the thing about what I want to ask you is, in general, the kind of things that you guys do at your location. Now, you've got you got that big weather tower out there that a lot of people can see on the horizon. So tell us
exactly.
About what that's your location. What the heck goes on there?
Well, so, you know, I'd like to take a step back, you know, since we're talking history, you know, El Paso's had a weather station in the town of El Paso since 1877. It was actually November 6th of 1877 when the U.S. Army Signal Corps started to take the first weather observations in downtown El Paso. I'm looking at the office was located on San Francisco Street down there between Santa Fe and El Paso. And basically in that area is where we used to take observations for the next 65 years. So all through the early 1900s, we were taking weather observations in downtown El Paso. Then again, I think as many people know, all the operations moved out there to the, in 1942, what was then the new International Airport. and they started taking weather observations out there. So we continued to take weather observations out at the airport. And then in 1995, we moved all of our operations, the weather operations, the airport stayed where it was, but we took the weather operations out to Santa Teresa, New Mexico. I think a lot of people may have been out to the War Eagles Air Museum out there. We're across the field from the War Eagles Air Museum. And like you said, Jackson, if you look out on the west side, you see a little golf ball on the tee on the mesa over there. That's our office. And we've been there since 1995. And basically, we have a weather radar there. We take weather observations there. We release weather balloons there. And we issue, that's where we have our computer, so that's where we do all of our weather forecasting. And probably our most important job is that's where we watch the weather from. So that's where we issue our warnings to let just everybody know that, you know, when that bad weather has come to town.
And how often is that? No, I'm just kidding. Well, no, the thing is, you've got probably one of the more focused jobs that everybody wants to know about, but nobody really wants to hear the negatives, as we say. But the thing you do is just to tell it like it is, and that's kind of your basic thing. So we've got some pictures rolling by of your location out there, and it's an interesting building all by itself. We'll get to some of the details of the building itself. But what? Let me just ask you this. Are you here? How many years have you been living in El Paso doing this?
So I started with the Weather Service back in 1994 here in El Paso. So it's a little unusual, but I've stayed at the same office for 27 years now. Usually to move up and around in the Weather Service, you have to kind of jump from one office to another. But God's just very blessed me here. I've settled down. I've got a family. And I love it here in El Paso. So I've been here for 27 years. Just working, forecasting the weather, getting to know the people, getting to know the region, and just really enjoy it.
Could you move if you wanted to?
Oh, yeah. There's opportunities all the time. And like I said, many times the fastest way to move up in the National Weather Service is to be willing to travel and move to different locations.
Like Alaska. You want to go to Alaska in the weather.
I'll tell you, they have a lot of open. It's tough to get people to go up to Alaska, especially places, the remoter places like Barrow and things like that. So, if you wanna move up to Alaska, you can move up the ladder pretty quickly there.
Wow. Hey Tim, how many people in your office there with you? Is it just you alone, or are there more people in there?
No. So what we do is we have a 24-hour operation. So we have at least two forecasters on shift 24 hours a day. And I do a lot of school talk. So I tell the kids, you know, does the weather stop for the weekend? Of course, no. Does it stop for Thanksgiving or Christmas? No. So we have two people at the office 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. So that entails a staff of about, I think, 14 meteorologists. And then we have a support staff of another five or six other people. So we run about 22 people there at the office here in El Paso, which is about the standard size for a weather service office. Some of the bigger towns like Fort Worth, Birmingham, they have a few extra meteorologists. But, you know, each weather office, and there's over 120 of these weather offices all across the United States. We're all staffed very similarly.
Well, how is your eye on the weather in the sense of, I know how big is your area that you're looking at for weather, for southern New Mexico all the way to Arizona to maybe farther into Texas, or is it a combined team with all the stations across Texas?
So we actually watch El Paso and Hudson County in Texas, and then we cover, I'll go down the line, it's Otero, Doña Ana, Sierra, Grant, Luna, and then Hidalgo County in New Mexico. So basically south central, southwest New Mexico, and just a little bit of far west Texas.
All right, we're going to get into in a minute here some of the particular events. There was an August 1st, 2006 event that really got bizarre. But we're going to take a break here. The control room is saying screaming break. But in the meantime, what we will do is come back and talk about that and show some pictures of that. So if you want to call us, we've got the phone line open.
Yes, we do. It's 9144-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home Team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
We've got your stimulus right here. And this one isn't on you, the taxpayer.
Awesome.
No way.
Awesome.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance to win $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552, 800-573-9552, or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, use the power of radio advertising to connect with customers around the corner and across the U.S. Introducing iHeart Ad Builder Nationwide, a new way to advertise your product or service from coast to coast. It's the ideal way to grow your company from a local web-based business into a company with customers all over the country. Use iHeart Ad Builder Nationwide to create your own custom radio ad quickly and cost-effectively. Just click, listen, approve, then hear it on the radio. For a free customized ad, sign up now at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Talking weather, we think we're on Facebook, you tell me.
Well, we're on Facebook, can you hear us?
Yeah,
we can
matter.
Start doing sign language.
You can also send us an email today if that works for you. Email anytime, including during the show. EPHistory690@gmail.com, and we are That History Show on Facebook and the El Paso History Radio Show. Also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Right now, we've got DVDs up there that I made for about 20 years. You get a dozen of them free to look at them, understand El Paso history. Another playlist is our ABC7 TV series we did, me and Bernie Sargent. And we did it on, it's called El Paso History TV, oddly enough. And that's what is also called on YouTube. We ran those on ABC7, and that seemed to work out pretty well. You look at any one of those, you get a good chunk of history.
Very
you
good
look
taste.
At all of those, you may get a pretty good idea what our history is, because we tried to cover generally everything in 20 segments. And, we get notices of people looking at stuff. So here's one that came in on May 3rd. D.B. Parrish commented on our video, Asarco El Paso Smelter Tour. And D.B. Parrish said, I climbed up that stack. Does anyone remember? Russell? Frank? I don't know who he's talking to, but Russell and Frank apparently used to climb the stack. And I sent a camera up there with two guys.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Oh, my God. And it ran the whole way up and almost all the way down. That was strange video. Anyway, you can subscribe. And that video's on there for free. Take a look at that one. El Paso History TV on YouTube. What do you got?
Well, Plaza Classic Film Festival is returning to the Plaza Theater this summer. After a year's absence, the El Paso Community Foundation Plaza Classic Film Festival will return to the Plaza Theater. The 14th annual event is going to be held July 29th through August 8th and in and around the Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso. This year's Plaza Classic will be more traditional, but with the COVID safety protocols and such, they're going to be working with that. So I don't have the listing of the films yet, but you can go to plazaclassic.com and check out what films, programs are going to be happening. Or you can give them a call at 915-533-4020. But it's good to hear it's coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back. They're probably still getting their lineup figured out. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a look at some more weather things. We've got Tim Bryce on the phone here. Tim, thank you for getting up on a Saturday with us. You work all around the clock, though, so this isn't that big a deal for you, right?
It's not. You get used to it after a while. My wife, actually, she's always asking, what is your schedule today? She just can't. It changes so often, she can't keep up with it.
Well, you get up and you're there and you're not gone, whatever. She knows kind of where you are, I'm guessing.
And I'm sure that can change if the weather changes pretty drastically.
Well, let's talk about a couple of events here. August the 1st, 2006. Andrew, we got some pictures to put up on there. And this was, if you were in town at that time, you will remember this one.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of closed down the city full of water. And El Paso, about 4,000 feet elevation to start with. When we get water, it kind of runs downhill pretty quick. And so that event sort of took out a major street in the Coronado area called Silver Spring Avenue. And we've got some pictures that you provided. Thank you, Tim, for doing that. And those are kind of bizarre because you're seeing trucks floating around. It took out, when it got down to Mesa, it had to go underground for about a half a block to get to Mesa. And some people were in their office, and they were telling me that the whole building was rumbling up and down as the water went under their building. So you're talking a serious event here. Talk about that event, Tim. What was that all about?
You know, it's funny because I live on the east side of town, but of course the Weather Service office is over on the west side of town, and I worked that morning. I worked from 8 o'clock till I think 4 is when I was supposed to work. So I drove across town from the east side to the west side as those rains were starting, and I just remember driving across town, going like, "Oh my goodness, it is really pouring down rain." And I got to the office. And the gentleman that I was relieving, he says, "Oh, I just put out a flood advisory," which is kind of a low-level product that we issue to let people know of some nuisance flooding. And I said, "That's great. I'm going to be upgrading that to a flash flood warning because I had just driven through everything and I saw how heavy the rain was coming down." And then it was just Katie barred the door after that. It just kept raining hour after hour. Basically, what happened is that you had the thunderstorms forming up basically over the New Mexico-Texas state line up there by Anthony, and then they would drop to the south, and then another one would form up, another thunderstorm would form up, and it would drop to the south. It's what we call a training storm, and what happens in those things is that, and it's just like it says, it's one storm follows after another, and they track basically down maybe just to the little bit to the west of the Franklin Mountains, but parts of the northeast got, you know, 3-4 inches of rain. Parts of the west side picked up, we're estimating 6 to 8 inches of rain.
Yeah.
And if you guys know, the annual rainfall for El Paso runs about 8 to 9 inches a year. So we essentially got
all in
a
one day.
Year's worth of rain.
I remember that.
In one day.
We're showing some pictures that you provided. And also, it came close to taking out that bridge that's flat across the Rio Grande under the two bridges by Asarco, those two tall railroad bridges. There's a short bridge right straight across the water. It about hit that. Now, what was kind of weird, and this is maybe not something that we have much to do with, but one effect was the United States apparently had levees, and the Mexican side apparently did not.
Yeah, the dam over in Juarez.
Yeah, the levees on different sides of the river. At first, the issue was a flooding issue inside the city of El Paso. You know, you put an inch of rain down across an urban watershed like El Paso, and you're going to have flooding issues. You put 6 to 8 inches, you're going to have lots and lots of flooding issues. And all of that water, like you said, Jackson, it goes from the high terrain down. It wants to get down to the river as quickly as possible. And, you know, so we were getting reports of flooding in places I had never even heard of flooding. And, you know, down there at Executive Center, where it runs right down there to the river along the Paisano Highway, they said there's flooding down there. And I was like, is that water flowing into the river or is the river flowing out?
Ah. Know,
it was impossible to tell.
Good question,
where
yeah.
exactly the water was coming from, because we had reports of water just coming out everywhere just because there was just so much rain coming down.
It was insane. I was in the middle of it on the west side, somewhere just not too far from Franklin High School. And so we got a real snootful of that stuff. It was amazing. And it took years to put things back together. We just showed your picture that you had of the Blockbuster building cut in two. It took a straight on hit. And I guess their DVDs went down into the neighborhood by Putnam School. They lost a lot of material that day. Anyway, so it was amazing to see people actually got a boat out there at one point. And to me, I think that was one of the bigger weather events. I mean, you've heard the term 500 year weather events, right, Tim? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was variously reported as a 500 to 1,000 year event. It was one of the, and when we say that, I don't want people to think, oh, that's not going to happen again for another, you know, 500 years.
Right.
It's more of a statistical thing where, you know, you've always heard about somebody wins a lottery and then they win it again.
Ah.
Well, statistically, they should have never won it again. But that the same thing can happen to the weather. Just because we've had one 500 year event doesn't mean in the next 40, 50 years it couldn't rain like that again. So, you know, that's it's just kind of a statistical thing when you're looking at all the different ways. And there, you know, you guys have showed the kind of the rainfall map that we had displayed and put together. You can see how really no part of the city was spared, you know, less than an inch of rain. And like I said, other parts of the city got over 6 to 8 inches of rain. And then I think, Melissa, you briefly mentioned, you know, it wasn't just a problem. You know, the rain just doesn't stay on our side of the border.
Yeah.
Our friends down in Juarez, they had a terrible time down there, too. It rained just as heavy down there, and they almost lost a dam down there. And there was some great concern for several days afterwards that this dam was gonna fail.
Oh, yeah.
And it was going to spill just a tremendous amount of water into the downtown area. I think at one point we had to evacuate downtown. And, you know, I saw the pictures coming across the border, and then later I went, you know, a team of us went over there and looked at this dam down there in Juarez, and it was just a earthen dam that the water was topping over. And earthen dams are very strong until you put water over the top of them, and then water over top of an earthen dam is just like a knife. It just cuts it down.
Oh, yeah.
And that dam would have easily failed, but, you know, the people down in Juarez, the protection civil, they got over there. They got they started working really quickly to get all that water out from behind that dam so that it wouldn't fail. And thankfully, there was not a catastrophic failure.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to work in Juarez that day, and I got about UTEP, and I kept looking at the river, and I'm like going, oh, this does not look good. I don't think I'm going to go to Juarez today.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, exactly. My gosh, I would have got there and not got back because it was so crazy for a while.
We've got Tim Bryce on the phone here. We're talking weather in El Paso. Here's a few more things we're going to look at. There were tornadoes in 2007. There was a hail event in September 2009 we'll look at. The cold in February 2011, that was something to behold. I just remember piles of carpet in the next 2 weeks out in the street. And, of course, we just talked about the rain in 2006. So we got a bunch more on a microburst in 2017. You guys got some great footage of that. Let's see, what else am I missing? Any?
It's very photogenic.
Oh, you know, well, from a distance, I would think it would be. I don't think up close you're going to want to take that picture. Tim Bryce is on the phone here with us. Melissa, we need to take a break. Call us if you need to. Otherwise, Facebook is apparently back up and running, and we thank our engineer and the squirrels in the cage for getting that to go. They just had to run a little harder today, I guess. What do you got there? Oh, you got Mark Flores looking at us here.
Oh, yeah, we've had a few people. Let's see. Dale Hansen, he was one to let us know we were having audio problems with the Facebook page. Thank you. And I got a lot of people in here today. Let's see, we've got to back up.
We're friends with Facebook, but we're not cousins.
Yeah. Sometimes they're not so friendly. Yeah. But it's a great event. I'm glad we're back. If we're not back on air audio, let us know.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Okay. But
give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549. El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Less than 1% of water on Earth is drinkable, and humans are using it faster than nature can replenish it. Reduce the amount of water you use in the bathroom by taking shorter showers and turning the water off while you brush your teeth. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
When we bought our house, we loved that it was surrounded by trees. Incredible curb appeal. But every fall, all those leaves, our gutters were a mess. We had overflowing downspouts, water damage. That all went away when we got Leaf Filter. And what came back? Yeah. Our love for trees.
Leaf Filter is America's number one gutter guard and comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. So schedule your free estimate today. Call 844-300-LEAF. That's 844-300-LEAF. Or visit tryleaffilter.com and keep gutters clean for good.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru. Join me on The Travel Show every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM. And I'll tell you where to go and how to get there.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so easy to use and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
iHeart salutes mom, giver of life, cleaner of clothes, fixer of problems, and matriarch of multitasking. With her own radio station, iHeart Moms Radio. An entire station filled with hit songs from some of our favorite moms in music, like Sheryl Crow, Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, and many more. Whether you're seeing mom face-to-face or keeping it virtual, iHeart Moms Radio is ready for you to turn your speakers up and toast your mom with songs from women who are strong, fearless, and talented just like her. Happy Mother's Day from iHeart. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one app.
iHeart Radio.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
The Celebration of the Mountains. You guess who they teamed up with recently?
Who?
The Tom Lee Institute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're up to stuff there. Coming in May, they have the La Revolución Mexicana. Say that correctly. Anyway, meet at the Paso del Norte Hotel and take a tour of Mexican Revolution sites. This is on May the 12th in the middle of the week here, 10 to noon, with General Pershing will be there. It's going to look a lot like Bernie Sargent, yes. But it's really General Pershing.
And Pancho. And
Pancho Villa will be there. Look a little bit like Vince Sanchez.
Yes.
But anyway, those guys, they're going to walk downtown to see many Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso. That revolution was planned and funded in downtown El Paso.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You can have an optional lunch that day, Paso del Norte, after the tour. Give them a call at the Tom Lee Institute. They're taking reservations, 533-0048. And Celebration of the Mountains, they've got stargazing at Fillmore Gap, a tour of the Police Academy, which was once an old limestone quarry, birding in Memorial Park, Aiden Crater Moon Geology. You want to wander around a moon crater? It kind of looks like that. It's over there about 60 miles from here. A late afternoon trip to Aiden Crater, all kinds of stuff. Give old Jim a call, 525-7364.
Well, we want you all to support our sponsors. They're such great people for doing this. And we're going to talk about Mission Del Rey Southwest a little later on in the show because they got some exciting new things happening there. But in the meantime, definitely get to Pepe's Restaurant and Can You to You at 6761 Donovan Drive. It's open for indoor dining, to-go orders, or catering for your next special event. And don't forget, Pepe's is the home of the one and only Margarita.
That's her name.
That's right, Margarita. And then you have Monterey Asset and Property Management is your go-to for superior property management services. Visit their new website, m1ep.com, or call them at 592-4549. And the show's newest sponsor, State Farm Insurance Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. Ha ha. Give him a call at 915-581-0000 for all your insurance needs. And then, we can't forget Patrick Tuttle. He's with Legacy Real Estate Services. We'd love you to give him a jingle at 915-588-1850. And Patrick is an excellent realtor, and you can go to his site for all these different homes for rent and for sale. So again, call him at 588-1850.
All right, looking at the weather here, we got Tim Bryce with us, National Weather Service, and we got him up until noonish. So if you have a question, hit that on Facebook or the email ephistory690@gmail.com or that phone thing. We still got that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about tornadoes here, Tim. We don't have a lot of them. But people say, the mountains destroy them and tear them up. Is that true?
That is not true.
Uh-huh.
So I whenever I go to the schools, I will ask the students, I go, do we get a lot of tornadoes here? And they say no. And they'll ask them, well, why not? And they'll say, the mountains protect us. And I said, who is teaching you this? And and many times the point of their teachers, and the teachers go, no, not me. and I actually know it's the abuelos and the abuelas that think that the mountains do protect us. And I can show you plenty of examples of tornadoes, up at 10,000, 12,000 feet in the Rocky Mountains. They do occur up there. Maybe not as often as, of course, they do it out in the plains of Oklahoma or Kansas or something like that. But we've seen, not a lot of tornadoes here in El Paso, but, the one you're referring to was the tornado up at White Sands Missile Range May 2nd of 2007. And the reason that was so noteworthy is because I think just about everybody who was on the east side of El Paso that day could see that tornado. Because it was very photogenic. It was, I think you guys are showing some pictures of it now.
We have, yeah.
On the Facebook page. And it was a beautiful tornado. Technically, we call it a landspout, which is slightly different than a tornado. But they're all kind of rotating columns of air that are in contact with the ground. And, to the average person, it looks like a tornado. And believe me, everybody on the east side of El Paso, I wasn't at work that day. But I had a friend of mine called and said they work at White Sands, and they said, there's a tornado out here. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I remember I went up to the second floor of the building that I was in, and it faced north. And I looked out the window and I said, yep, there was a tornado.
Sure.
I was a little surprised. And I know that the phones were just ringing off the hook at the office. I heard later, because just everybody on the east side of El Paso was just calling saying, I could see this tornado. And, you know, the distances that we can see out here in the desert are somewhat, they can mess people up. So people were like, it's in the northeast. So there was some confusion exactly where this was.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it turned out it was out on the south end of Widmer. And but people, you know, all the way, I was at Lee Trevino in Montana, and I could see it, you know, it was a little finger sticking down. So, yeah, it was a very impressive tornado. It was on the ground for over an hour. It didn't move a lot. And thankfully, it just stayed out over the desert like many of the tornadoes that we do have. Were out in the desert and really did not do any damage. You know, I'm looking back to the records. We haven't had a lot of tornadoes here, at least in El Paso County. You know, I'm looking at 5 or 6 or 7 documented tornadoes in the county over the, you know, the last 30, 40 years. So we don't get them very often, but by no means. Once a tornado gets going, the mountain is just like a speed bump to that tornado. Oh. It doesn't like break it up. It doesn't stop it. Now, what the mountains do, especially the Sacramento Mountains off to our east, they act like a big barrier. I tell people to get a tornado, it's kind of like baking a cake. You got to have all the weather, you know, you have to have all the ingredients come together just right to bake that cake. You know, you're mixing them all up. If you put in too much butter, too much, and you leave out the eggs, you're not going to get a nice fluffy cake.
I want a butter tornado.
What?
I want a butter tornado.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't know what that would look like. That sounds kind of frightening.
How does this compare to what we call dust devils? You see driving to Las Cruces or Oro Grande. You see these things all the time. How does that tornado that happened compare to those?
It's a very similar looking thing, but it's a different process. If you look at a tornado, it's almost always associated with a thunderstorm. It's connected. The circulation starts up in the thunderstorm and works its way down to the ground.
Okay.
Versus a dust devil. Many times you'll see a dust devil, almost always it's a nice sunny day,
yes,
blue skies. And that circulation starts at the surface and then will work its way up into the air. So it's two different processes, basically, but they're both rotating columns of air.
Okay.
But, you know, the dust devil usually does not get big enough to cause any kind of damage. Maybe it picks up some tumbleweeds and throws those around. I've seen some pretty impressive dust devils picking up a fair number of tumbleweeds. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by far, your even your weakest tornadoes can do at least some minor kind of damage, whereas your dust devils usually not.
Tim, quick question. We were talking about the mountains and the tornadoes and such, and one thing we're always talking about is why the clouds do what they do, like for rain and everything else, and there's always the conjecture that it's the mountains that stop the rain or move it around or, you know, it interferes with the environment here. How true is that, if at all?
So, you know, El Paso is kind of a unique city because our office is over on the west side. The international airport is over on the east side. And in between us is this big mountain. And El Paso is this kind of, you know, roughly a U-shaped town that kind of goes around this big mountain. And, you know, it's not the tallest mountain in the world by any stretch of the imagination, but it definitely has a significant impact on the weather of El Paso. I think we've all seen times where, you know, the east side, you know, I've had people say, you know, it's snowing over here on the east side, and on the west side, it's not, or vice versa. The northeast has, and we've documented this, the northeast part of town gets more rain, more snow, more winds, and that's all mountain related. The mountain, the air as it's passing through the El Paso region can't go under the mountain. It can't go through the mountain, so it has to go over the mountain. And any time you get a lifting motion in the atmosphere, that's when you can start to get clouds. That's when you can, and once you've got clouds, then, you know, if all the conditions are right, you'll get rain. So it's not uncommon at all. And you guys have seen this all during the, you know, it'll rain real hard on the west side and the east side, nice and dry. And then, you know, a week later it flips and it's the other way around.
We've got a picture up now of four different views of the same mountain area. And one of them, there's two of them that have clouds on them. The clouds seem to, like, stick on the mountain, and it's kind of, like, roll over it.
Right, right. And then that actually has a technical name of I believe it's pronounced phone cloud, and It's from Switzerland, where they have a lot of course, they have a lot of mountains over there. Yeah. But it's basically as you lift up that moist air, as you anytime you get lifting motion in the atmosphere, you can get clouds. So as it rises up, it hits that top of the mountain, and that's just enough to where it condenses into that cloud. And then as it descends down the other side, whenever you go down, it's a descending, it's a warming process and a drying process. So you get, like you said, you get that cloud top mountain just right at the top of it. And then as the air keeps going down the other side, it warms and dries as it works its way down. So it's like the cloud sticks right on top of the mountain.
Tim Bryce, we got to take another break here. This is a National Weather Service fella, and he's got his books out, his computer's on, and we can ask him stuff. And so we're going to move on. The next event we're going to do, Tim, is the hail event from September the 8th, 2009. Oh, yeah. So that was something else. Take a look at Facebook. You got things going on there real quick, Melissa?
Yeah, we've got Angie Salazar up in Colorado's checked in with us. You've got Harry Kirk. Hey, Harry. Let's see. Oh, my full name, LaRue, has been listening. Let's see. Jeez, I've got all kinds of people. Oh, I
Daniel guess. Lehman from Tucson is in there.
There he is. I'm scrolling down here. He's in Tucson.
And Mark Flores.
Yeah, that's a new one for you. Jaime Coppinger. Jamie, sorry about that. That's Jamie. So, Coppinger's on. And so there's a lot of people checking in with us.
They're out there. All right, we're taking a break here. Come back in a minute. Andrew, hit the button.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000, or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gain, but never stock market losses? Join Lawrence Castillo for the Safe Money Income Radio Show on Saturday at 9 a.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM.
One-on-one with Susan Eisen.
I was born in El Paso, and it's always been my home. Get to know us. We'll be your most trusted resource for buying jewelry and for all your jewelry needs.
When it comes to a jeweler you can trust, visit SusanEisen.com. One-on-one with Susan Eisen.
It takes me hundreds of hours each year for my continuing education on grading and pricing diamonds, and our focus is on providing value for you.
When it comes to the best diamond advice, visit SusanEisen.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-573-9552. That's 800-573-9552. 800-573-9552. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the Golden EIB microphone, a new podcast hosted by James Golden, known better as Bo Snerdly, that takes you behind the scenes for a look at the man who changed America as we know it. Coming soon to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Now, another iHeartRadio COVID-19 vaccine update.
The CDC is loosening up recommendations. Director Rochelle Walensky says fully vaccinated people can now gather in small crowds outdoors without masks.
If you are fully vaccinated, things are much safer for you than those who are not yet fully vaccinated.
Walensky says we should still wear face masks in crowded outdoor gatherings.
Get the latest vaccine info now at cdc.gov/coronavirus.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot going on here. Talking more weather in a second. Got to let you know the Cultural Heritage Society of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. That's that crowd, new crowd in San Eli. They got a history of the Isleta del Sur Pueblo with Rick Quesada. They're presenting that 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on May the 23rd, Sunday afternoon. Free virtual presentation via GoToWebinar. Register at www.culturalheritagesociety.com/events.
Bernie did that one last weekend, and Dr. Albert Burnham, we're on talking about the history of the area. It's a good little site.
That they're doing it.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Mission Del Rey Southwest is having their annual spring walk-in sale. It's underway at 20% off everything store-wide. Just mention the El Paso History Radio Show at checkout.
El Paso History Radio Show.
There you go.
I did.
Mention it again. No. There is a lot of nice jewelry, Talavera and Native American pottery for Mother's Day, and they have a new shipments of a unique hand-painted Iquipal. I had to look that one up.
I had no idea what that was.
Iquipal, leather furniture, and aluminum patio tables and chairs. We're getting that time of year. And so bring your El Paso visitors for the best selection of souvenirs, gift items, and Southwest decor. The old El Paso picture town is looking great and already a big hit with the floor-to-ceiling mural of the Franklin Mountains, the Lone Star, and the Shady Lady bar stools that make everyone smile. And, don't miss their livery stable with Brownie the Pony and the kids-friendly 1852 Jail, a tribute to Bob Ford, El Paso's first sheriff, and where you can get a picture behind bars. Oh, that's a new one. Ideas are needed for the final section of town, and they're looking for some suggestions that have been a general store, maybe a blacksmith shop, and they want something in keeping with the Old West history of El Paso. Please share any ideas. They're located at 1421 Lee Trevino in Suite A7, and the phone number there is 915-440-2140. Bernie, going to try to get over there this week to check it out.
Oh, you should. Old West town. And also, see what they're doing. They got some extra space. Apparently, they're putting a kids' town in. I guess a roller coaster won't fit that motif. Probably not. Anyway.
Be interesting.
All right, Tim Bryce, we got about a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour break. Let's take a look at the hailstorm that happened there. What in the world was that? Because we got some pictures that you gave me.
So that was a classic. We don't get, in the middle part of the country, in the plains, they get these giant thunderstorms that are called supercells. And they're basically very large thunderstorms that can, usually our typical thunderstorms, they will rain themselves out, and they only last 15, 30 minutes. Or a supercell thunderstorm is a special type of thunderstorm that can keep going. It's the way it's built. It's actually rotating, and it has a capacity to really generate some large hail. And back on, September 16th of 2009, this supercell developed over essentially right over the International Airport and dropped penny to quarter-size hail there. And then it dropped off to the southeast and essentially followed I-10 all the way down past the loop. And as it was going along all across the east side and along I-10, it dropped a golf ball. And I wouldn't even be surprised in a few spots it got up to be like a tennis ball-sized hail. So some very large hail.
Wow.
And, you know, if you guys all know, all the car dealerships down there along I-10 near Lee Trevino on that towards the loop, you know, they were just sitting ducks.
They lost a lot of cars.
Just came rolling right along.
Yeah, we have a radar picture up now of the area. It's kind of long and narrow, but that's yes. That's kind of weird. And so that just happened out of nowhere, right?
So that's actually not a radar picture. If you're looking at it on Facebook, okay, there you go. Now you've got the radar picture up. Yeah, you can see how it's just this big ball, and then it dropped off to the southeast. And anytime the radar has those brighter colors on it. I tell people the brighter the colors usually on the radar, the better the things that are going on. So And then you're also showing some of the pictures on Facebook that we can actually cut. We don't have to look like we're looking down on it. We can get a 3D kind of look at the storm.
Yeah.
So this is there's a three-dimensional kind of look of the very core of that storm. It gives us an idea of how high that extends up, because usually the higher it extends up, that's the stronger the storm. And I tell people, for a thunderstorm to make a hail, it's like a jungling thing. And inside the thunderstorm, you've got these winds. And if the winds are weak, you know, it's not going to be able to hold up as much hail. But if those winds are very strong, just like a juggler can juggle, you know, a lot of baseballs, a lot of tennis balls. But if you give that juggler a lot of bowling balls, they're not going to be able to juggle those very well, if at all. The same thing happens in that thunderstorm. With the winds in there, if you've got really, really strong winds, it can really hold up some big chunks of ice up there.
And they get bigger.
For a long, long time.
And they just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my.
They're up there. They're suspended. And the wind is always coating them with ice. And it's cold up there. People, you know, it's warm down here near the surface. But as you go up away from the surface of the earth, it actually gets colder and colder. So that liquid raindrop is covering that chunk of ice and freezing solid.
We're out of time on this hour. Hold on. We're going to come back and talk about the cold of February 2011. That was epic. Tim Bryce on the phone from the National Weather Service. See you guys after the news. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Michelle 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.